This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. Respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us yawm al-qiyamah wa sayyid al-mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. In many khutbas when I start with this dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will be a group that is so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and will be very close to him on the day of judgment. May Allah make us all amongst them. And there will be a group disliked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the furthest away from him on the day of judgment. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن من أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحاسنكم أخلاقا. The most beloved to me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the closest to me on the day of judgment are not the one with 70 hajj and 60 umrah and up all night and he donated all his money. No, the one with the best of manners, closest to Rasulullah and most beloved to him. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَبْغَضِكُمْ وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَبْغَضِكُمْ إِلَيْ وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ عَنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الثَّرْثَارُونَ وَالْمُتَشَدِّقُونَ وَالْمُفَيْهِقُونَ. And the most disliked to me on the day of judgment and the furthest away from me are الثرثارون, the talkative, the one who talk too much and about everybody. والمتشدقون, the one who speaks with an open mouth and he pretends that he knows about everything. والمتفيهقون are the ones who speak to others with arrogance. They look down when they speak to others. Respected brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is around the corner. And let's make a resolution and be determined that this Ramadan, not only my stomach will fast from eating and drinking, this Ramadan will be the Ramadan of the fasting of the tongue. If you look at those three people who are away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have one thing in common. They all use the same organ, the tongue. They all use the tongue, and that tongue is what kept them away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This tongue, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ ابْنَ آدَمْ فَإِنَّ الْأَعْضَاءُ تُكَفِّرِ اللِّسَانِ وَتَقُولُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنِ اسْتَقَمْتْ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنِ اعْوَجَجْتْ اعْوَجَجْنَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every morning when the son of Adam, when all of us wake up, all the body parts humble themselves to the tongue and say, fear Allah. Fear Allah in our sake. If you are straight, mustaqim, we will all be straight. And if you are crooked, we will all be crooked. We don't want to be this Ramadan from the people whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ الْجُوعِ والعطش. He called him Sa'im. Rasulullah ﷺ said there are some people who they think they are fasting because they're not eating or drinking, but all they get from their fasting is hunger and thirst. من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Hadith al-Bukhari. Whomsoever does not leave forged talk and evil actions, Allah has no need for him to leave his eating and drinking. One of the Salaf used to say, the easiest part of fasting is to stop eating and drinking. And Hassan al-Basri said, if one organ of this body should be jailed, should be in prison, it is the tongue. So this Ramadan, we will bi-idhnillah make this tongue fast. Because we will be fasting all day from halal meat. And we ruin our fasting by eating our brother or our sister's flesh. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the example He gave in Surah Al-Hujurat. Uqba radiyallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him a question that is on every believer's mind. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Man najat? Man najat? What is salvation? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amlik alayka lisanak, wal yasa'aka baytuk, wabki ala khati'atik. Control your tongue, the first one. Control your tongue and let your house suffice you. Which the ulama said, be content with what Allah has blessed you with. Be content with your job, with your wife, with your spouse, with your children. And cry over your sins. This is the salvation. جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا رسول الله قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل أحدا بعدك. A man came to Rasulullah ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me something about Islam that I will not ask anyone about this other than you or after you. يعني in other words, he's telling him, Ya Rasulullah, summarize this deen for me. As-sadiq al-masduq, the all truthful, the most eloquent, summarized the whole deen in four words. قال للرجل قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. The whole deen. Say, I believe in Allah and stay steadfast. Stay on the sirat al-mustaqim. Then the man asked another question. Ya Rasulullah, ma akhwafu ma takhafu alayhi? What is the most thing that you fear I might do? Yani, in other words, what is the thing that's going to ruin all my Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held his tongue and said, Amsik alayka hadha. Allahu Akbar. Control your tongue. Control your tongue. This organ, this muscle that does not get tired, I and you can make it a reason to enter Jannah and the highest place in Jannah. Or it could be the reason for me or you, ma'ad Allah, to enter hell. The most people will be punished in the grave because of the tongue. Like the hadith of Mu'adh, most people are thrown in hell because of the harvest of their tongue. So my brother and sister, amsik alayka lisanak, control your tongue. Umar radiallahu anhu, one time he walked in to Abu Bakr and he saw Abu Bakr holding his tongue. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, what are you doing? He said this, and he held his tongue. He said, this has destroyed me. Abu Bakr said that this has destroyed him. The best man after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who's guaranteed Jannah, and not only guaranteed Jannah, the only one he will be given the option to enter from any door of Jannah he wants. The one who exerted every effort to save and serve this deen. The one who gave all his wealth for this deen. He's telling Umar, this has destroyed me. What do I say? Is it worth it, ya akhwan? To ruin all these hasanat, all this ajr, with a word. with a statement, with a ghiba behind your brother's back. We worked so hard for years for this hasanat. We gave so much money. We fasted a lot. We prayed a lot. And when Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Man al-muflis," we all know the hadith of the bankrupt. Rasulullah ﷺ is teaching them, teaching the Sahaba and us after them. Who is the bankrupt? The Sahaba said, "The one who has no money." He said, "No. The bankrupt is the one الذي يأتي بصيام وقيام وزكاة وصلاة." He will come on the day of judgment. He has mountains of salat. He fasted Ramadan. He fasted Monday and Thursday. He gave zakat. He built masajid. And he, very happy, he crossed the sirat. Can you imagine crossing the sirat? He crossed the sirat and he saw many people falling into Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. He saw people falling and he crossed. And he's very happy because he has a lot of hasanat. And he got, and about to enter Jannah on the Qantara, he found a huge line. What's up? Who are these people? First guy, "You spoke behind my back. You spoke in my absence. You were doing backbiting about me. Yalla, give me 10,000 hasanah. You lied about me. You spread rumors in the community about me. Come on." They keep, Rasulullah ﷺ say, they keep taking from his hasanat until the hasanat are done. And then they start giving him or her a lot of their sayyi'at, their evil deeds. And وَيُطْرَحْ فِي النَّارِ. And then he will be thrown in hell. Allahu Akbar. أمسك عليك لسانك. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Respected brothers and sisters, a question. What would you do if someone stood in front of you and started cursing the Kaaba? What would you do if you saw someone with a sledgehammer and going to demolish the Kaaba? You will boil. The worst sinner amongst the Muslims will not even dare to do something like this. Can you please move forward, brothers? The worst of the sinners amongst the Muslim will not only not do that, he will not let anyone do that. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يطوف بالكعبة ويقول ما أطيبك وما أطيب ريحك وما أعظمك وما أعظم حرمتك. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was making tawaf around the Kaaba and he said, "You are so beautiful and your fragrance is amazing and you are so great and your sanctity is so great. ولكن والذي نفس محمد بيده." But with the one in whose Muhammad's soul in his hands, يعني he's swearing by Allah, لحرمة المؤمن أشد عند الله من حرمتك ماله ماله ودمه وأن نظن به خيرا. الله أكبر. We get very frustrated if somebody dare to say something about the Kaaba. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was here while he's making tawaf, he praised the Kaaba and then he said, "By Allah, the sanctity of the believer is more beloved, is more sacred in the sight of Allah than you. You cursing your brother, you backbiting your brother, you belittling your brother, you enticing, telling people or make them think evil about your brother, spreading rumors, accusing people. is worse than cursing the Kaaba, is worse than demolishing the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. وَأَنَّ ظُنَّ بِهِ خَيْرًا. His blood. And to have any doubt about my brother. Always أَحْسِنِ الظَّنَّ بِأَخِيكَ أَخِي. Always have good doubts, good thoughts about your brother. Always assume the best. Give him 70 excuses. And when you are running out from the 70, tell yourself, maybe there is an excuse I do not know. أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. This Ramadan, make it a Ramadan of the fasting of the tongue. Look at Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, how he immediately, there was a rumor in his community. Look how he stopped it. Not go around and spread it. He went to Ummu Ayyub radiallahu anha when the rumor about Aisha was spreading. He said, Ya Ummu Ayyub, if you were in the desert alone with a man, would you do something? She said, no way. He said, Aisha's better than you. Ended. Rumor stopped. Finished. She did not say, but she's younger, she's more beautiful, she's finished. Aisha's better than you. If you don't do it, then our mother, the purest of all, she will never do it. Finished. The topic is gone. Done. Not I go here, I go there. Did you hear? I heard, I don't know. That's what they're saying. This is the worst. When you start saying, I heard, I don't know, I'm not sure. This is worse than riba. This is worse than slandering. This is called ifk. Ifk. Watch your tongue. أمسك عليك لسانك. عائشة رضي الله عنها. We all know the hadith. Safiya walked in. In one narration, it says that she said she's short. And in another narration, it said she just gestured she's short. Are you with me? She said one word. Safiya, she told Rasulullah ﷺ, Safiya is short. One word. Or another narration, she did not say a word. She just gestured with her hand. She's short, like this. ماذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ يا عائشة، لقد قلت كلمة، لقد قلت كلمة، لو مزجت بماء البحر لمزجت. الله أكبر. Oh, عائشة, you have said a word. If it was mixed in the ocean will be contaminated. You cannot drink, you cannot swim, you cannot use anything anymore. One word. How many short people you have accused? How many tall, fat? How many, worse than that, you accused? Some people even accuse others with nifaq. He's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite, mashallah. Now they know what's going on in the hearts too. They have upgraded. Be careful, ya akhi. Be careful. We finish 2 hours of Taraweeh. We finish 16 or 17 hours of fasting. And then after Taraweeh, we stand outside in the parking lot. We start with the board. And then we go to the Imam and the Ustad and the Hafiz and the guy right to my right and the sister to my left. And I start one by one until I make sure I have no hasanat left. I lose my Qiyam. I lose my Laylatul Qadr. I lose my Taraweeh. One word. What does that mean? You know what the ulama said? If it is mixed with the ocean, it will ruin it. You know what does that mean? That means you need hasanat as much as the ocean to make it up. Allahu Akbar. You need hasanat to fill the ocean to be able to compensate from that word that you uttered. أمسك عليك لسانك يا أخي. My sister, for the sake of Allah, think before you talk. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Beautiful formula. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whomsoever believe in Allah and the day of judgment, let him say something good or just be quiet. So I think before I speak. Is it good? Is it beneficial? بسم الله. If there's any harm, any doubt in it, even though sometimes the information and the news are so juicy, but the shaitan wants you to speak, He wants you to lose that ajr. Hold back. Control yourself. Now when this thing is happening, you are one of three. Either you are the one talking, and the whole khutbah was about you, ya akhi. Fear Allah and stop. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. No word you utter except it's recorded. If you are the one who is listening, then you either tell the person to stop. And if they don't, you leave. Or you defend your brother or you defend your sister in their absence. مَنْ رَدَّ عَنْ عُرْضِ أَخِيهِ رَدَّ اللَّهُ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whomsoever defend his brother, defend his sister in their absence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect his face from the hellfire. And if you are the one that people are speaking about, abshir, abshir, rejoice, be happy. Free hasanat. Hasanat that your mother and your father and your kids will not give you on the day of judgment. They will come to you on a golden platter. Don't worry. Brother came to me and said, brother, they're talking about me. They're doing this about me. I said, abshir, you're so lucky. What else do you want more than that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have dedicated these people to work for others. And finally, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. And do you think that we do not hear what they're saying in secret and in private sessions? No, no, no. We have angels that are dedicated to write down everything they say. So my brothers and sisters, we have exhausted the angel on the left. Let's give him a break in Ramadan. Let's get the angel of the right busy. Let's get the angel on the right side busy writing all these a'mal from Quran and Qiyam and Sadaqat and a'mal Saliha. And let's give the angel on the left a break. Allahumma a'inna ala hifzi al-sinatina. Ya Allah, help us guard our tongues. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Waj'alna fihi min as-sa'imin wal-qa'imin. واجعلنا فيه من عتقائك من النار يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم ابعد عن مجتمعنا شياطين الإنس والجن. يا الله, keep from our community the shayateen, from humans and from jinn. يا الله, unite our hearts and make us love one another only for your sake. اللهم أغث إخواننا في حلب يا رب العالمين. اللهم أغث إخواننا في سوريا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضاهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبلهم في الشهداء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.